The inspiration for Riley, which is my half of the double bill of Earth and Sky, is Michael Riley's image series called Cloud. It was his final series he developed before passing away in 2004.
How do you turn a still image into a show of movement?
What I tried to do is sort of take his the soul and the energy and the spirit and the meaning of his images and suck it out of the image and sort of try and place it onto the dancers.
But one thing that catches the eye is the two male dancers dancing together. Yeah, what inspired that choice?
Yeah, people love Angel. I think why people like it to start with is that it's two strong men dancing together, which you don't see very often, and it's something that I like to do. Like, partnering with a fellow male dancer is so great, because other than just male females, where I'm constantly lifting, it's nice to get lifted and sort of be the role reversal of it, but the strength behind the two men was the inspiration of it, of the angel image, which is it's back turned, it's made of concrete or marble, so it's made of quite a strong sort of material. What I wanted to do was create the strength of the image by using two men, but movement wise and sort of quality wise having the softness of what an angel stands for, having the movement quite flowed and sort of constantly moving between lifts seamlessly.
How conscious are you of traditional Aboriginal imagery and dancing in choreographing a piece like this?
I don't know any traditional dance from my land on that, so I couldn't really tap into that creative sort of pool as Bangarra's done before. What I want to do is sort of abstract it more and really give the audience something they haven't really seen from Bangarra before. And with inspiration as well, using not just Michael's inspiration, but finding his themes, but then researching those themes along the lines, like with the angel image, for example, using the idea of religion and this idea of what the angel stands for and sacrifice as well, but then going through all sorts of sort of Caravaggio paintings and Da Vinci paintings and all that sort of thing, and looking at their imagery and find more inspiration for movement.
It sounds a little bit like you're talking about a sort of a bridge across cultures, and I was wondering how important that is in the role that Bangarra plays.
Yeah, I think the main role of Bangarra is to bridge the sort of indigenous, the Australian indigenous world with the sort of Australian contemporary world, to bring the traditions and the beliefs of Australian indigenous people to a stage where people who don't get the opportunity, who are unlucky enough to not be able to go out to a community and witness what they believe in. So it's really great that Bangarra has the sort of the trust in these communities to be able to bring stories and rituals and dances to a main stage to share it with the greater audience.
How inspiring do you think that is to, other young Aboriginal dancers around the country?
Yeah. Well, we are always having sort of workshops with young Indigenous kids, and they absolutely love Bangarra. They're always coming in and, we want to dance with Bangarra one day. We want to dance with Bangarra, because they see us on stage doing sort of their stories and doing their songs. So I don't think they really grasp it until they get there, but it's definitely great as a young Indigenous man, but also as an Indigenous company, to show these young kids that you can. Like, there's nothing stopping you from doing what you want to do.
How do you go on one given night when at one moment you're director and then, in 15 minutes' time, you're dancer?
Yeah, that's the hard bit, actually, because I have to sort of sit in the audience and watch and sort of take notes, and then there's a 20-minute interval, and in that 20 minutes I've got to go backstage and completely paint myself head to toe in grey paint and become a dancer. Since I joined Bangarra, I've been in every work, so I don't have the opportunity to sit in the audience and watch. So being in the audience and sitting and watching, even though it is my work, but seeing this amazing group of dancers so excited and proud about their culture and wanting to celebrate their stories, it's been, in that respect, it's been a blessing.
Now, how does it feel to be the youngest ever choreographer for Bangarra?
It's great. Like, it's sort of that title, the youngest ever, it makes it seem so big and enormous, but it's been an amazing experience doing what I saw myself doing just at a younger age. It sort of felt like a bit of a dream state for a while there. Other than that, it's been amazing, and I've really enjoyed every moment of it.